Gracious God, you are a God of faithful provisions as you provide for your people every day. You provide for us in so many ways we name: family and fellowship, career and congregation, opportunities to serve you, and opportunities to rest. But we are most grateful and humbled by the gift of your Son, Jesus, the man who showed us how to live in your light, and the God who broke the chains of death to redeem and save us. May our lives become beacons of Christ's love and grace, filling our words and our actions, our proclamations and our questions with your mercy and goodness. May the gathering at your table this morning remind us of the unity we have within your presence. Gather us in as your people so that you can send us out to tell our world of the wonderful things you have done. Through the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading this morning is taken from the prophet Haggai and is found in the Old Testament part of the Bible, your pew Bible, on page 682. I will be reading from chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. And will apologize for my Midwestern pronunciation of old Hebrew names. In the second year of King Darius, in the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the prophet Haggai, saying, "Speak now to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, and say, 'Who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Is it not in your sight as nothing? Yet now take courage, O Zerubbabel,' says the Lord. 'Take courage, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Take courage, all you people of the land,' says the Lord. 'Work, for I am with you,' says the Lord of hosts, 'according to the promise that I made you when you came out of Egypt. My spirit abides with you. Do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once again, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations, so that the treasure of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with splendor, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The latter splendor of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give prosperity, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. Our New Testament reading continues in the series that Jim is preaching. And this comes from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And this week we are going to be looking at chapter 1, verses 3 through 10, which are found on page 148 in the New Testament version section of our Bible, of the Pew Bible. So chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in his beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ. The word of the Lord.